Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. civic news scanners, Saturday, August 29th, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's scan puts the biggest near-term household stakes first: paychecks, borrowing costs, Medicare dollars, rural care, and the rules for voting by mail. The main theme is that several federal decisions are still in motion rather than settled. A court fight is holding up mail ballot changes, while the Federal Reserve is signaling it may raise rates if inflation stays high. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. New federal job and wage data show pay rose, but job growth was thin across large counties. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released first quarter 2026 county wage data on August 28. Average weekly pay nationwide was $1,654, up 3.9% from a year earlier, and 358 of the 376 largest counties had higher average wages. But employment rose in only 151 of those counties. Nationwide covered employment in March was 154.8 million, just 0.1% higher than a year earlier. What to watch? The next broad monthly employment report, covering August, is scheduled for September 4th. That will give a more current read on hiring and unemployment than this March-based county data.
Headline 2. Fed Chair says rate increases could be needed if inflation does not improve. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh said on August 28 that inflation remains too high and that the Fed may need to raise interest rates in coming months if price pressures do not improve enough. He did not announce a rate increase, and the Federal Open Market Committee would have to vote on any change. What to watch? Watch the next inflation reports and the Federal Open Market Committee's next rate decision. A warning from the chair is not the same thing as an actual rate hike.
Headline 3. Administration appeals the latest court order pausing mail ballot changes. The Trump administration filed an appeal on Friday, August 28, after a federal judge in Boston again blocked implementation of parts of the president's mail voting order for 2 weeks. The order could require states to provide voter lists to the Postal Service and use a standard ballot envelope design before the November 3rd midterm election. The appeal does not itself change any state's voting rules. What to watch? The First Circuit could act quickly on the administration's appeal. The current temporary order is set to expire unless extended, changed, or replaced by another court ruling.
Headline 4. Ohio proof of citizenship rule for motor voter registration is blocked for now. A federal judge temporarily stopped Ohio from requiring people to show documentary proof of citizenship before they are offered voter registration at a Bureau of Motor Vehicles office. The ruling, issued August 25th, applies ahead of Ohio's October 5th voter registration deadline. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose said he would appeal. What to watch? Watch for Ohio's appeal and for whether the temporary order stays in effect through the October 5th registration deadline. Similar proof of citizenship laws in other states could face their own court challenges.
Headline 5. CMS says it stopped more than $1.6 billion in suspected improper Medicare lab payments. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said August 28th that its enforcement work has stopped more than $1.6 billion in potentially improper Medicare laboratory payments since the administration began. CMS said the total includes revoking 157 lab providers, stopping payments while cases are reviewed, recovering past payments, and referring cases to law enforcement. What to watch? CMS says it is expanding data-based screening for questionable billing. Watch for enforcement cases, appeals by providers, and whether the agency reports verified recoveries separately from payments it merely paused or denied.
Headline 6. Virginia receives $122 million in federal rural health funding. CMS announced August 28 that Virginia will receive $122 million through the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program. The agency says the funding will support remote monitoring, telehealth, mobile clinics, maternal care, community paramedics, workforce development, and other projects meant to bring care closer to rural residents. What to watch? Virginia will need to turn the announced funds into operating services, staff, equipment, and local contracts. Residents should watch for the state's project list, timelines, and which rural communities receive services first. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Use an action pack to run deeper-sited research on candidates, ballot measures, public officials, and local political news. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.